Okay, this is March 3rd, and the topic this month is permission.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. We've approached that in so many ways. I hope that it's sinking into your consciousness that you truly are gods and goddesses. You can be nothing but that. If everything comes from this thing we call God, then you have to be. We know, we often hear, we're the children of God. And we say, oh, well, that's all right, we're the children of God. But apparently, no one gets the idea that we're also the adults of God, and that God is in, as, and through us all the time. That we have a creative ability in us to create things. The whole idea is to become God itself, because we are on this plane of action, and we incarnated on this plane of action with all the qualities of God inside of us. We have every quality of God inside of us. We are not taught that. So we're always looking outside of ourselves for something. Always looking outside of ourselves. You must look inside of yourself. Find those qualities and let them come to the forefront. Most institutions will not tell you that, and of course the world is not going to tell you that. Because if you learn that, they think, then they will not have control over you. They will not have control over you. That's what this world is about. The world, when I say the world, all that race, mind, and so forth, is the idea we must control. And we must make everyone conform to our way of thinking. Do not be conformed by the world. Be renewed by your mind. It's the renewal of your mind, the thinking new, bigger, and better thoughts. So tonight we're going to talk about permission. And the reason why most of us do not achieve and do not get out of life what we want is because we have never given ourselves permission to do so. We are waiting for somebody else to say it's okay because we're puppets of our conditioning. And when you grew up, you had to ask your parents for permission. So we're always living in the past, and it's our history from the past that it's constantly coming to the forefront of our mind. And we do not remember that we can think for ourselves, that we can give ourselves permission to be and to become anything that we want. We do not have to have permission. Many people think they have to have permission first from their parents, then from some institution, and then, of course, we want permission from God. You have the permission from God to be anything you want. You don't have to ask God for permission. God has already given you that. And here again, if you're not comfortable with the word God, use any word that you want. Use the universe if you want. But we are all still sleeping in the bed that we made when we were children. And we must learn to remake that bed. We must learn to see ourselves differently. And we must tell ourselves that I now am able to give myself permission to do what I want to do. You often hear me say life is an inside job. It's inside of you. And it's also a do-it-yourself project. You must do it for yourself. do not wait around for anyone to give you permission. You already have that permission. We get very stuck in this idea of the society that we live in. And we don't do things because no one else is doing it. And we don't have the permission from our society to do, or our culture to do what we want to do. It may be subtle for some people, but it exists. It absolutely exists. So when you want something in your life, give yourself permission. And if you're not getting what you want in your life, set yourself down and say, why am I not allowing myself the permission to have this? Why am I not allowing myself to have the permission? No one else can give it to you. We would like somebody else always to do it. But this teaching is not that type of a teaching. This teaching is an individualized teaching. That each and every one of us can develop our own thinking independently of the group, and certainly independently of this thing that we call race mind. You have to do it for yourself. You have to do it for yourself. I know so many people that are still stuck in the conditioning of their childhood. Now they may have broken out a little here and a little there, but you still have a little thing in the back of your mind saying, am I supposed to be doing this? What would mommy and daddy think if they knew I was doing this? The answer is always, what do you think? You know, we're not going to fall apart, and we're not going to become. So many people think that we don't have all these rules and regulations, and we're not all thinking alike, that the whole world is going to fall apart. The whole world is not going to fall apart. It's only from the people, the independent thinkers, that have given themselves permission to do something differently, that the world has evolved. Otherwise, we would still be living in caves, you see. And you cannot live in a cave anymore. You must give yourself permission. Permission to what? Here's a good one. Permission to think the thought that you want to think. Independent of the family that you came from. Independent of the family that you came from. There's an influence there, and family influences. Our culture influences us. But it can be an influence. You don't have to go down that path. You can say, yes, I recognize that there's a strong influence here, but I can break that, and I can learn to think for myself. And I can learn to hold myself in a whole new and better way. And it comes through thinking. Thinking bigger and better thoughts about yourself. It comes by giving yourself permission. Permission to think better about yourself. So that you can give up all that conditioning. So that you can leave that idea of being a puppet of your conditioning. You can cut those lines that are holding you as a puppet. Just cut them. You won't fall down. You see, so many people think, oh, I have to obey all this, or I won't be anything. I will fall down. You won't fall down. This thing called God is never going to let you down. It's never going to let you fall on your face. If you fall on your face, it's because you're not thinking the right thought. You have to give yourself permission to think the right thought. So do that for yourselves. Now, that doesn't mean that you rush out and become arrogant and all that kind of stuff. It means that you start to notice what you are thinking. It means that you start to become aware of what's going on inside of you. Where did I get that idea? Where did I get that idea? Can I give myself permission to no longer think the way my family thought? See, we think we have to be loyal to our family. Giving yourself permission to think for yourself does not make you unloyal to your family. Does not make you unloyal to your family. It allows you to start to think for yourself. I told this story many times, and I'll tell it again about the young married couple. She was making a roast, and the husband noticed that she cut the end off the roast, put it away, made this roast. And the husband said, "Why do you always do that?" She said, "Because that's what my mother did." So the husband said, "Well, call your mother and find out why." She called her mother and asked, and the mother said, "Well, I don't know. My mother always did it that way." So they called the grandmother and said, "Why did you always cut that end off the roast?" And she said, "Because the pan was too small." Because the pan was too small. And you see, we look at that, we pick those things up from, and we just keep carrying it. We carry it, and we pass it on to the next generation. Don't pass that stuff on to the next generation. Pass something good on to the next generation. You know, there's such a thing called a mind virus. And we all suffer from mind viruses because we pick them up very quickly. Just like a cold. We start to think all that stuff from our family, and we pass it on to the next person and to the next generation. It's just a virus going through. You must get rid of that virus. Vaccinate yourself against it. Say, "I can do this. I don't have to think the way my mother and father thought. They had their own life." You see, what happens to us is this idea of memories and so forth, and we're always lying in an unmade bed. You know, this teaching teaches us that we can remake our bed anytime we want. The family I grew up in, and the little social and cultural EU that I grew up in, was the idea that you made your bed, now you must lie in it. You made your bed, now you must lie in it. This is not that type of teaching, people. This says if you have to remake your bed 100 times a day, keep remaking the bed till you get it right. Don't do that. Give yourself permission to remake your bed so that you're lying in the bed that you want to lie in, so that you're able to see those memories. There's nothing wrong with memories, people. But learn to think new thoughts, you know. Learn to think new thoughts. I don't like reunions because of that idea that they want to tell you all the things that they remember from 20 years ago about you. I'm not that person any longer. When I go home to visit my family, I left my home 5 days after graduation from high school. I was 18. my brother still says, well, you know how you are, Dallas. I said, no, I don't know how I am. You seem to know how I am, but you only know the first 18 years of my life. I've done many things since I've been 18. But they never know that. They never see that, you see. They never give themselves permission to grow up. You must give yourself permission to grow up. It's all done with the idea of permission. Many people do not give themselves permission to have money. You must say, I can give myself permission to have money. Because we don't think that we have that right to do it because of our family, because of our past. And we think we have to repeat what those people were doing. You do not have to repeat them. And you're not dishonoring them in any way. If you go and believe in psychology of any type, they will tell you, a therapist will tell you, that children are extending their parents' life. You say, what do I mean by that, extending their parents' life? If their parents were having problems, if they were doing this, that, and the other thing, you picked up all that and you either try to make it right or you try to extend it. And that's, you're just extending their life. You see? That is not what children are about. That is not what children are about. So give yourself permission to see that in your own life. Oh, I'm thinking like my father. I'm thinking like my mother. Or the whole family unit that I was raised in. The whole family unit that I was raised in. Those lovely people, and they're very nice people, my family, for the most part, they have never left that small mind that they were born into. So they're just repeating what the family taught them. My mother and father had a strange relationship. Has anyone here seen August, Osage County with Merle Streep? Well, you all have heard or seen Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, have you not? Yeah. All right, that's my family. Mm-hmm. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Mm-hmm. So if you don't get out of that and you don't give yourself permission to move past that, you repeat that. So my brother and his wife have a very strange relationship. I call them the Bickersons. And my brother said to me, do you think we sound like Mother and Dad? I said, absolutely. Now he knows that, but he could not give himself permission to get out of it. He's repeating the relationship that my mother and father had with his wife. And she's repeating the same relationship, because I knew her family too, in that very small place. Her mother and father bickered all the time. And now they think that that's what life is. They have never given themselves permission to move past that stuff. That is not life. The mind may try to convince you of that. And the world may convince you of that. Try to convince you. But don't be convinced that that's the way relationships are. give those things up. Decide. I can think differently. I can give myself permission to live my life differently than my parents. You have to notice. And as soon as you notice and become aware, by the way, that's all people want to become enlightened. They want to become aware. To become enlightened or become aware only means to notice what you're doing. Most people do not notice what they are doing. And they certainly don't notice what they are saying most of the time. So give yourself permission to notice what you are doing. The mind is very devious, and it wants to hold you in that same thought atmosphere that you grew up with, or that you grew up with. Don't allow that to happen. I'll give you an example, of being a puppet of your conditioning and not giving yourself permission. If you would have been born on the French Riviera and raised by two lesbians, your life would be different. Your life would be different. But you have to be able to see that. You have to be able to notice what's going on. Years ago, I was in Monte Carlo, and I was eating in an outdoor restaurant. And there was an English couple, older, very aristocratic. In fact, the English woman had had a lorgnette. Do you know what that is? The glasses on a stick. She looked at the menu, you know. She talked about her conservatory, and she had to tell the servants to go in and rotate the grapefruit. I loved it. The conversation was wonderful. They were talking, the English couple, to an American couple. And apparently they were both somehow in the military, because they talked about when they were in India together, you know, and all that. So anyway, conditioning now. The American woman said to the English woman, "Well, how are your grandchildren?" She said, she said, "They're fine." "Well, what are their names?" She said, "Names? What are their names?" She looked at her and said, "What are their names?" And he came up with their names. She said, "You know, we don't see them very often." She said, "You know, children have to eat early, and we never eat till 8, so I don't see them." The American woman says, "Well, I'll show you my grandchildren." She pulls out her purse, and down came from the wallet with all the pictures. And the English lady said, "Well, how's it going?" She said, "Well, you know, my daughter blames me for everything. She went to her therapist, and her therapist said, your mother potty trained you too soon. And therein lies the problem." The English woman picked up the clarinet. She looked at this woman, and she said, "Well, sounds like an American idea to me." They don't have that type of idea in England. They would never do that in England. They would never mention that you were potty trained too soon. That is an American idea. What we have to see is, whose ideas are these? How did we get this type of thing? and then give yourself permission to change. You see, we're all looking to blame somebody for something. If you know in this teaching, you cannot blame anyone for anything. You must take the full responsibility for everything. And that means you cannot say, my mother potty trained me too soon. That is not a valid thing. What is a valid thing? Your thinking. Your thinking. You may think that, you see. The American woman thought that that was absolutely right. She heard it from a therapist. Aha! Now we have the solution to this problem. It's potty training. The English woman thought, well, that's just a crazy American idea. Has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. Give yourself permission, people, not to do that to yourselves. There's tons of things out there, you know, that you can blame things on, you can do this, that, and that. Won't get you bitter. Won't get you anywhere. It will not get you anywhere. Here's the one, and I say this all the time. Give yourself permission to forgive your mother and father for every slight that you think they did to you. Your mother and father did the very best they knew how to do. It may not have been good, but it was the very best. Now you have to go past that. You have to give yourself permission to go past that. Years ago, I read a book called Self-Actualization by a man by the name of Emory Stewart. One of the best things I ever got out of that book was, do not take what your parents did to you personally. They would have done it to anyone. They would have done it to anyone. Therein lies the rub also. You see, we take everything personally. We take everything personally. Don't take it personally. Say to yourself, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. They had no idea what they were doing. So if you can give yourself permission to correct your own thinking, give yourself that permission to correct all this. Oh, it'll save you years and years on the couch and tons of money. Tons and tons of money. That one statement, do not take anything personally. Do not take anything personally. Where did we learn that? At home someplace. At home. We also think that this thing that we call God takes things personally. God never takes anything personally. God's far and above any of that crap. Far and above any of that. Don't do it to yourselves. Give yourself permission to see life differently. Give yourself permission to live your life differently than other people. To live yourself. To live differently. We can do that. We can do that. We say constantly, oh, I'm an individual. Or I'm an individualized expression of God. Well, if you're an individual, then you must think differently. You must think as an individual, not as a group. Not as a consensus. Not as a status quo. The status quo will get you nowhere. It will get you nowhere. Learn to think for yourselves. Give yourself permission. Tell yourself, I have a great mind. My mind is connected to the mind of God. And I am using that mind right here and right now to bring into my life clarity so that I see things differently. So that I see things through the eyes of love. So I see things through the eyes of love. I often tell people in the morning, get up in the morning and put your love glasses on. Put your love glasses on. Ah, things look much better. Things look much better when you see things through the eyes of love. Give yourself permission to do that. It's easy. Try it. You see? Just try it. Some of these things sound so easy, so simple, and you think, oh, well, no. I have to, you know, do 37 Hail Marys and all that kind of stuff before anything's going to... No. Just get up in the morning and put your love glasses on. And keep them on during the day. And your whole life will change. I've told you that many times. That you do not see with your eyes. You see with your mind. You see with your mind. So if your mind is loving, your mind is sincere, you see things differently. We love predictions, you see. And our mind wants to predict everything. Your mind can't predict anything, people. It's just a projection that's going out there. But your consciousness can predict things. And if you don't use your conscious mind, your unconscious mind is going to rule your life. Your unconscious mind is going to rule your life. But the conscious mind can always take control of the unconscious mind. And here again, we've been duped into thinking that the unconscious mind has all types of power and all types of... It has no power, people. Don't give it any power. It's your conscious mind that has the power. It's the conscious mind that is directing your life. But if you're not aware and you don't notice, it reverts to the subconscious mind. And then the subconscious mind takes over. Most of the people out there in the world are using their subconscious mind. They are not awake. They are in psychic sleep. And they can function that way, and you can get through life that way. Quite easy. You can get through life that way. But it's not a nice way to go through life because you will never run into your authentic self by allowing your subconscious mind to run your life. We have within us a divinity. We have within us a soul, if you want to call it. Doesn't matter what you call it, but it is there, and it is waiting for you to recognize it. For you to recognize it, so that you can live from authenticity. From authenticity. Most people do not live an authentic life. They live a life, and it can be good. And you can have tons of money, You can do all that, but it's not an authentic life. And you may feel inside of you every once in a while a little emptiness. You may feel something inside of you that says, things aren't quite right here. This doesn't seem quite right. And it's because you're not living an authentic life. You must live an authentic life. Now, how do I know that most people don't live an authentic life? Because there's too many people depressed out there in the world. And there are too many people taking drugs out there in the world. Prescribed and not prescribed. You cannot mask it over. You must allow it to come to the forefront of your life. And you do that by giving yourself permission to do so. By giving yourself permission to notice what is going on. To become aware of what is going on. All it requires, permission. Permission. And we can do that. When you're not manifesting in your life what you want, it's because you haven't given yourself permission to have what you want. You can go through all that ritual. You can do all those steps for treatment work and everything. But if you don't give yourself permission for it to drop down onto this plane of action, it's not going to drop down on this plane of action. And what's keeping it? It's this idea of permission. You're waiting for either mommy or daddy or God or the priest or I don't know who. Say it's all right. You can have that. It's all right. You can have that. You must give yourself permission to have it all. Give yourself permission. It's all there for you. Do it. Try it. It all has to do with changing your mind so that you're not a puppet of your conditioning, so that you're not repeating somebody else's life or extending that life. You don't wonder, my mother and father, that was their life. And apparently they liked it. I didn't. But I have nothing bad to say about them, but I just didn't like their life, and I have no compulsion to extend it, to repeat it. My brother's doing that. And he's doing a fine job. He's doing a fine job of it. And he'll probably go through the rest of his life doing a fine job. But he'll never reach the point of authenticity at the rate he's going. Because he's not going to give himself permission to change. He thinks that he has life worked out. He thinks that he has life worked out. Now here again, I'm not going to tell you that I have life worked out. What I know is, I know nothing. That's what I know. I know nothing. And what I do know is only 1% of what's out there to learn. Only 1%. The mind would like to tell you that you're an authority on something. Yeah. We're not authorities on anything. There's too much. There's too much. But give yourself permission to learn more. See, most people settle for the 1%. Most people don't know that they only know 1% of what's going on. And this is specialists. This is anybody. This is all the people that you think, oh my, aren't they intelligent? Aren't they this, that, and the other thing? And I knew lots of intelligent people, by the way. But they only know 1%. Doesn't matter how intelligent you are, you only know 1%, you see. You have to give yourself permission to grow. You have to give yourself permission to have what you want. So if your life isn't moving in the direction you want, sit yourself down and say, have I given myself permission to have these things? Is it all right to have these things? Can I go against the grain? Can I live a life differently than my family? Or am I going to repeat the same thing over and over and over again? Like the roast, am I going to cut the end off? You see? And never recognizing why. Why? You see? You have to do that. It's not all that difficult. Sometimes it may be a little frightening because you're not that secure in it. But once you start to give yourself permission, and once you start to notice and become aware, you will become more and more secure. And you won't have to imitate other people. You won't have to imitate other people. You see, when we were all young at one time, we thought we needed to be in a peer group of some sort. You don't need to be in a peer group. You do not need to be in a peer group. You need to be your own peer. You need to be your own peer. That's the only way it's ever going to work for you. Because when you're trying to be in a peer group, you're trying to satisfy other people. I mean, try to satisfy other people. You are not satisfying yourself. And that's why a little catch that people get themselves into. Because we're afraid sometimes to stand out in the crowd. And you must stand out in the crowd. At dinner tonight, Christine and Jerry were talking about Marianne Williamson. Apparently she's running for political office now. Nothing wrong with that. But I'll remind you what Marianne Williamson said. We are not afraid that we are small. We are afraid to be large. You must become large. You must give yourself permission to become larger and larger and larger. That is why we are here on this plane of action. To grow and grow and grow. Till we finally grow in to the thing itself. So give yourself permission. Permission to do and be and have what you want. Do not wait for other people to say it's okay. Say to yourself, it's okay. It's okay, I can do this. And I do not need all these other people's permission. I need my own permission. You have to become your own person. And give up all that hoorah that's out there in the world. Just give it up. Give it up. give yourself permission. Permission to what? To be worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and matter. Give yourself permission. You see, we do all that, we say all that, but do we let it sink in? Do we give ourselves permission to be worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and we matter? Do we give ourselves that permission? So tonight, say to yourself, I'm giving myself permission to have these things. And tomorrow morning, give yourself permission. And tomorrow morning, reach over there, pick up your love glasses, put them on, and see the world differently. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.